This is All Things Psychic, a weekly podcast with two psychic mediums where we answer your questions and share our experiences about all things psychic. Send your questions to us at allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at allthingspsychicofficial.
Yay! These are heavy times.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Welcome to another episode of All Things Psychic. We're going to just get right into it. We're just deep diving.
Yeah.
Well, we wanted to check in with our listeners and with each other. Angelina and I wanted to check in with each other about all of the feels that are going on right now in the collective, with the pandemic, in the political climate, with our Black Lives Matter movement. You know, we're here in Portland, Oregon, and
it's been 53 days.
Yeah.
And now the feds are here.
Yes.
Like, people are getting fractures and tear gassed and arrested without purpose.
Yes.
It's just ridiculous.
It is. I'm so proud of Portland.
Me too.
I'm really proud of Portland for how we've shown up and giving people a lot of room to show up for this movement however they choose.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's not physically showing up, if it's just being present, if it's having a sticker on the back of your car, there's so many different ways that people are showing up for this movement, whether it's even just in their quiet intentions, to give people the room to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because mainly it's starting with peaceful protests during the day. And then you get into the wee hours of the morning and it's just turning into chaos. Which brings us to the point, Julie and I have been talking a lot about this topic and just what it means and how you position yourself. If you're not out there protesting every day, there's still a huge ability to care and be involved in it. But at this time, what does it look like? Like, where are you on that spectrum of polarity? Like, there's love, there's hate. Where do we fall? Where is the protesting in this? Where are our thoughts? Our consciousness.
Yes.
When we don't have a direction to go in toward love and we don't know what that looks like, everyone is really focused on the hateful side of this protest. I think it creates discord.
How can we hold space for both and be in the space of neutrality to then not become, you know, for lack of a better words, I guess, not become a pawn in someone else's big game plan.
Right.
And
that's exactly what I feel like is happening. People are being forced to either end, you know.
Yes. Like, even in their like-minded groups, there are fissures and fractures and splittings of people in their own like-minded groups and in families, and so much splitting and taking sides is happening right now. And some of that is really valuable. People's voices are being heard for the first time. Mm-hmm. People are using their voices for the first time, which I love and mm-hmm. I honor. And it's so valuable. It's valuable to be able to say something that's really hard to say mm-hmm. and to practice saying that to people, say, you know what, that's wrong. I don't agree with that. I'm questioning this. You know, I always question everything. You get to be in sound mind. Mm-hmm. And part of the gift of being in sound mind is that we get to question everything.
Yeah. Well, and also speaking to what you're saying is holding space and neutrality is a good example of that is having relatives that are extreme in one belief system right now in our political climate, and you're feeling like you're in a different one. And knowing when you see them that you love them, you love them as people, but you don't agree with what they're saying. And I think understanding that love is really what is more valuable than that polar perspective.
Yes.
So it's just taking the ground of neutrality diffuses it and allows a space for that love to come back in instead of jumping right in there and fighting everything someone else has to say.
Yes. And you, when you take that approach of love and neutrality, it does not mean that you agree with what they're saying.
Yeah, you don't have to agree.
You know, when what it means to surrender is just to lay down your arms.
Mm-hmm.
It's being neutral. It just means I'm giving up the fight. I'm giving up the fight that you're seeking to start an argument, to poke at me, to, you know, get me to argue with you. And it's such a powerful position to be in when you give up the fight.
It is powerful. And I think it also creates space for a person to go deeper inside and kind of explore what it would look like if it was a better situation. So moving your vibration up by saying I'm neutral, what kind of information is out there for me that would get us to a better place?
Okay.
You know, what can I do? Meditating about it, trying to raise your level of vibration. I think that is a better way to go, a good position.
It doesn't happen, and that doesn't happen overnight. You know, just because you want to step into, or evolve into a new level, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, well, what are the baby steps to that? And one of the baby steps is self-care, the mm-hmm. basic needs, you know, in order to be around people that are not like-minded, are you well-resourced enough?
Right.
You know, becoming really well-resourced. I'm hydrated, I'm fed, I'm not engaging until if I'm tired. None of right. that works out unless you're well-resourced, and that's really taking care of your basic needs. And right now, especially with during this time of the pandemic, a lot of us are not well-resourced.
No.
You know, we're either living in fear with finances, we're living in fear in a lot of different ways. And so we don't have a level of security that it takes to be well-resourced.
Mm-hmm.
So to have these two pieces coming up at the same time, the Black Lives Matter movement and the pandemic at the same time.
Yeah.
They are in themselves polar opposites, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's interesting too, because polarity is two things that are opposite, but the same. So fear and courage are polar opposites. So they're all on a spectrum. So if you feel like you're in fear of something, you also have courage for that topic. And love and hate are the same. It's a spectrum. And I think, you know, you don't actually live in one extreme. There are all different levels of it. So it's just an interesting concept to think about. If you have such a strong opinion about something, just think that whatever the opposite of that is also the truth.
You know what I mean?
Because it's all, if it's a polar opposite, they are the same and it's the truth. It's like the same thing on a slightly different level. And I think thinking about that sort of removes you from the situation a little bit, going, oh, okay, it's important to see both sides, but to know that neutrality is good because it removes you from those polar opposite extremes.
Yes, it has you trusting your own intuition. It deepens your own personal strength and resolve. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to change your mind. You're allowed to learn something new that you mm-hmm. didn't know before. We are changing and evolving with our information that we receive at a rapid pace right now.
Mm-hmm.
Boundaries are essential to do this work, to be present
mm-hmm.
and to not engage in fights, to not, you know, to not get completely thrown off course.
Mm-hmm.
Boundaries are really going to be an important part. Emotional boundaries. One part of that is allowing yourself to separate your feelings from those of others.
Oh, and totally.
Not taking on other people's burdens.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So that reminds me of a story. I know someone who has a Black Lives Matter sticker on their car, lives in an apartment complex, and works full-time, and is friends with other people in the apartment building. One of the tenants below has been protesting constantly and came home at 3 or 4 in the morning one night and blew up this other person's phone saying, oh, I see you have this sticker on your car, but what are you doing? I've been out there for, you know, 8 hours walking for 8 miles and fighting the police. And what are you doing? And like, that just totally speaks to what you said. Will you talk about that again? It's like, that's like shaming someone for not believing what you believe.
Yes.
And now,
and even though they're both person, like-minded,
right. They're both right? like-minded.
They're having the same end, you know, unfortunately, you know, the person protesting probably really wants to be defined
right
by, you know, I go to protests, I'm fighting, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And that shaming they want to be better than, you know, I want to be seen better than someone that just has a sticker and is working 40 hours a week, doesn't even know their story necessarily.
Right. And then for self-care, what would you suggest again about that? If you're on the receiving end.
Well, definitely having the boundary of separating your feelings from their feelings. Just because they say, this is how I feel, doesn't mean that you have to take it on.
Right. Okay.
You know,
I think that's really relevant right now.
The every boundary right now is very relevant. The physical boundary, emotional boundary, mental boundary, and spiritual boundaries. because all bets are off right now. And it's a little bit bananas out there.
Yeah.
The mental boundary is about having like an internal, they call it like an internal climate of safety. It includes like your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your values, your opinions and beliefs. You know, the things that are sacred to you and you're allowed to have them. And so even if other people don't agree with them, you're still allowed to have them. And that's a boundary that you get to keep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And remember, it's your journey. It's, you're not on someone else's journey. It's yours and you have a right to it in this life.
Yes. Yeah. In order to, you know, without love, we are threatening our emotional survival. And I think that is a scary, you know, a lot of people don't feel a lot of love out there right now.
Exactly.
And so then our emotional survival is threatened. Yeah. And we already, with wearing face masks, we can't get a read on a lot of people's like faces and smiles and, you know, reading their faces with emotion. And so it's just a challenging time, and taking it slow is going to be, I think it's really important to take things slow.
Let's start with yourself. Start inward.
Yes. Gosh. If anyone wants to send in a question to us about how to navigate something during this time, we will be available to, you know, read into it or ask the cards. Look into it. You can send in your questions to allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com. And I know today feels like a little bit of a somber mood.
Yeah.
We are so needing to fast forward.
I know.
Can we fast forward this stuff? And you know what? We can't. We cannot skip steps. Yeah. Here's the thing. We cannot go from A to D and just, you know, get to the good parts. It's steps B and C are really important. We don't skip steps. We face them head on. And we're doing this together.
Well, and also, I want to ask you, so I think about this a lot. I'm sure everybody does, but if we weren't faced with what we're faced with as a society, this administration right now, all of these issues wouldn't have been present or coming up, you know? So in a way, are we really skipping ahead? I think we are, because we're all being forced to do this work, this work as a society. Is this how we want to represent ourselves? Or how did we get into this situation? What does love look like? Do we want this? Do we want divisiveness? Do we want togetherness? And I think by just opening this up on the spectrum, like we have, has really given us a chance to move ahead. You know what I mean?
In our evolution.
Yeah. Like maybe you were saying earlier.
I was. Yeah. And I will say this.
Yeah.
If we had a different president than our current president, I don't know if these issues would be coming to light so strongly.
Right.
At this time.
Yeah.
The child sex trafficking.
Oh my God.
Piece. It's just, we're at the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more that is going to be revealed. The racism, the systemic racism.
Systemic racism.
In this country is coming to light so strongly. And if we had a different president, I don't know if it would be coming to light in this way. Right. And so that, I don't think we're skipping steps, but we are getting shoved forward in like, this needs to be taken care of now.
Where every individual is aware of where they are on the polarity spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
The shadow side that's coming up is strong, and it's hard to look at.
It's really hard to look at.
We need breaks from it. We need rest from it. Mm-hmm. And it's really important. This is the long haul, you know, really in some of this work that we're doing. And it'll burn yourself out very quickly if you just go full force.
Yeah.
Give yourself breaks from the intensity of what is happening around you.
Mm-hmm.
Angelina and I were talking about what are some ways that we could take breaks and shift the focus or do something different. And I thought, we're here in Portland, Oregon, and I thought, I want to take up a bunch of yoga mats to Mount Tabor and spread them out in the volcano area, mm-hmm. and by the basketball court up there, and bring some crystals and bring a singing bowl and just meditate.
Yeah. And into that neutrality.
And welcome anybody that wants to come and raise their vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to do, I know, I
well,
don't think
I want,
we're
I'm going.
Going. To, yeah.
I'm going.
So we're
going
to do that. And it's not going to be for any benefit of anything except for raising the vibration and maybe sending some protection out to the people of Portland.
Yeah.
Sending out love.
Setting some good intentions.
Yes.
Putting it into the universe.
Yes.
For what we would like to see, what love looks like on the other side.
Yes.
You know, I think that's really valuable.
If we want to see love, we have to teach others what it looks like.
Yeah.
And I have some really wonderful yoga mat cleaner, and I'm just gonna just put it all up there, and
people can bring pillows and
let people come up. So blanket. I'll post on Instagram. We're thinking about maybe on Saturday evening, but I'll post it and let everyone know when we are going to be up there. And maybe it'll be more than once. Maybe it'll be, you know, once a month that we gather as a collective and do something that's not protesting, like that whole, that like the polar opposite of being downtown and enraged, but also at the same time, it's the same thing as protesting. It's gathering and saying, this is not okay, and we want to see change.
Yes. Yeah, and taking the step where it starts with us, you know, starts with you, the individual. I mean, that's responsible.
Yeah. Yeah. the other thing was Angelina and I went into this really fun store. We went into a couple on Stark in Southeast Portland here. One was Celestial Awakenings, which is a beautiful shop with lots of crystals and stones. And they have a very high vibration, and they're very responsible for the energy.
Mm-hmm.
So 79th and Stark is Celestial Awakenings. And then on 81st and Stark, right off of Stark, is Invoke.
Invoke.
Super fun.
So cool.
Yeah. Really great shop with a high vibration, a different energy feel to it. Like this really kind of, I got like almost like ancient druid. I'm just seeing it, you know, like I'm seeing it.
Voodoo.
Warlock.
Yeah,
you warlock. Know, like this really deep resonant energy.
Yes.
Anyway, we were talking.
An alternate universe in there.
We were talking to the owner, Christy, in there. And so I think we're going to interview her for one of our podcasts.
Yeah.
We're going to just start interviewing some other people that are doing the same work that we're doing.
Mm-hmm. In Portland.
Yes. And yeah, so if you want to be interviewed or you know someone that would be willing to be interviewed on the podcast, send it in.
Yeah, let us know. Make a suggestion. We'll reach out.
Yes, allthingspsychicpodcast @gmail.com. Mm-hmm. So,
or in general, if you just have a question, we are here for you to answer it.
Yeah.
So,
we're doing it all together. We want you to know that you're not alone.
Yeah.
And yeah, we honor all the parts.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Have a great week.
Yep. Bye. Talk to you next time.